From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. About 2,000 U.S. Marines are due to arrive off the coast of Haiti today to help get supplies to earthquake survivors. The Marines will reinforce 1,000 U.S. troops already on the ground. The troop increase and a request for more U.N. peacekeepers come a day after violence and looting in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. NPR's Joanne Silberna reports that some U.S. government medical teams are still waiting to be deployed.
Five medical units plus a surgical team and a mortician's team have all gotten to Port-au-Prince. They'll be setting up medical clinics throughout the city. The process has been slowed by difficulties in lining up security personnel for the clinics. The units are anxious to go out and get to work. The medical problems they're expecting to deal with? Fewer crush injuries and broken bones as time goes on, and more infectious diseases and other problems that happen when people crowd together in poor living conditions. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, outside the U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
A Sunday mass was held in Miami for victims of the earthquake in Haiti. Miami is home to the nation's largest population of Haitian Americans. From Ember Station WLRN in Miami, Phil Latzman reports.
This is what it sounded like inside Notre Dame de Haiti Church, considered the spiritual heart of Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood. While some wiped away tears and talked of lost loved ones and destroyed homes, there were signs of joy as well. Miami Archbishop John Favalora spoke of the, quote, new life that could come to the quake-ravaged country. He and a Creole-speaking priest told parishioners to keep the faith.
In terrible times like this, people who have no faith simply fall apart.
Haitian Americans in Miami have also been heartened by the Obama administration's long-awaited decision Friday to grant temporary protected status to Haitians living illegally in the United States. TPS will allow Haitians to remain in the U.S. for the next 18 months. They can apply for work and get a driver's license. For NPR News, I'm Phil Lantzman in Miami.
Taliban suicide attackers hit government targets in central Kabul, Afghanistan today, prompting new doubts about whether the government of President Hamid Karzai is improving its ability to provide security. Gunfire followed several explosions. At least five people are known dead. The BBC's Mark Dummett is in Kabul.
It started at about 9:45, a large bang close to this hotel. Then in sort of the half hour after that, we heard several more loud explosions and then gunfire as this violence really erupted around us and in a number of buildings, a shopping center close to the Ministry of Finance, and more lately in a cinema on the other side of the hotel.
That's the BBC's Mark Dummett in Kabul, Afghanistan. U.S. stock markets are closed today. In Europe, stock prices have been moving higher. This is NPR News. A news agency in Iran says five people detained in connection with anti-government protests have gone on trial. The protests last month turned violent and eight people were reported killed. The five people on trial face the death penalty if they are convicted of the charge of waging war against God. Iran's leadership says they're members of an exile group that opposes Iran's Islamic government. President Obama is pushing to keep a key Massachusetts Senate seat in Democratic hands and preserve a strong voting majority to support his legislative agenda. He joined a campaign rally in Massachusetts on the weekend ahead of a special Senate election tomorrow. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Mr. Obama spoke at a campaign rally for Democratic Senate candidate Martha Coakley. Democrats haven't lost a Senate race in Massachusetts in almost 40 years, but Coakley is locked in a close contest with Republican Scott Brown. If Brown wins, he's promised to provide the 41st Senate vote needed to block the president's health care overhaul. Mr. Obama appealed to Bay State voters not to let that happen.
We've got so much work left to do. And as much progress as we've made, I can't do it alone. I need leaders like Martha, by my side, so we can kick it into high gear, so we can finish what we've started.
Brown drew on some of his own star power, holding a campaign rally in Worcester Sunday with Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling and former Boston College football star Doug Flutie. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
The president is spending part of Martin Luther King Jr. Day in community service. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.